Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, or Daf Kuf Yud Zayin with Beis. Three lines from the bottom. It says, "Gemar Tana Rabbanim learned in the Brayse, Kam Sudois, Chayiv Adam Lechol Shabbos. How many meals, how many Sudois is one obligated to eat on Shabbos?" We have a Machlekes. The Tanakhama says, Shalosh, three Sudois, Rabbi Chitka, Aymer, Arba, actually four Sudois. Omer Yechanan, Shneim, Mikra Echadoshu. Both opinions are based on the same Pasuk. Both of them expounded from one Pasuk. The Pasuk we just had this week in the Parsha, Vayoyimar Moshe. This is regarding the man. Moshe says, Ichlu Hayoim, eat it today, Kishabas Hayoim. Because today is Shabbos, Hayoim, Kishabas Hayoim Hashem, Hayoim, Loisim Tzu Basada. Today, you will not find the man out in the field. So the fact that Moshe is speaking to them about eating on Shabbos and he repeats the word Hayoim three times. Ichlu Hayoim, Kishabas Hayoim Hashem, Hayoim, Loisim Tzu Basada. We make a drasha. This is indicative of the meals, of the amount of times one is meant to eat on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Reb Chitka Savar, he holds Hanitlas Hayyim, these three Hayyims, Alavar Miurta, aside from the night meal. So one meal takes place the night before, and the three Sudais alluded to here are meant to take place by day. So it's three Sudais by day, in addition to the one that he eats the night before, for a total of four Sudais on Shabbos. Rabbanu Savri Behadi de Urta, these three include the night meal as well, so it gives us a total of three meals on Shabbos, so one at night and two during the day. Says the Gemara, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah, whether the correct number is three or four. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Naftlot leka b'leili Shabbos. If a fire broke out b'leili Shabbos, Shabbos at night means Friday night. Says the Mishnah, matzilin mazon gimel sudas. One can go and salvage the food stuff which equals the amount of three sudas, which he needs for Shabbos. Now, the fact that the Mishnah says merely three and not four, this seems to be a raya that only three sudas are actually necessary to be eaten on Shabbos. Says Gemara, my love. Oh, we're not speaking about the loy ochal. He had not yet eaten any suda at all. He's holding at the beginning. And he hadn't yet eaten any sudas. And they should tell us how many can he save? Three sudas. Apparently, the correct number is three. Says Malai, no, the ochal, he already ate the first suda. And he only has three remaining. And indeed, he can salvage the mazain, which are needed for the remaining three sudas. Says Gemara, okay, let's continue. Shachris, the Mishnah says, if the fire broke out in the morning, Matzil Mazin Shtei Sudas, then how many Sudas can he save? The amount equal for two Sudas. My love, the Lo Yochal, we're not speaking about. They had not yet eaten the morning Suda, apparently. How many meals are yet to be eaten? Mishnah says, it indicates two. So apparently, only two day meals are to be eaten, unlike Reb Chitka maintains, that we learn from the three Hayyim that there are 3 day meals. Says Wallahi, the Achal, he had already eaten his morning meal, and therefore, even according to Reb Chitka, all he has are two remaining meals. The Mishnah continues, Be'mincha, if the fire fell out when? In the afternoon, Be'mincha, Matzil Mazin Suda Achas. One can save the food which is needed for one Suda. My love, we're not speaking about the Lo Yachal. He had not yet eaten the second day meal. And the Mishnah tells us all he has left is one meal. Says Wallahi, the Achal. He already ate the first day meal, the second day meal, and indeed, all he has left is one meal, according to Rabbi Chitka. Okay, so the Mishnah is inconclusive. It can go either according to the Rabbanan or Rabbi Chitka. Says the Gemara, let's proceed to the next part of the Mishnah. V'hamidiktani Sefer. Since in the Sefer it says, Rabbi Yossi Yaimer, lo'ila matzilim mazon shalosh udas. Right, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Tanakam, he holds, it doesn't depend on the time of day and how many sudas he personally still needs to eat. Rishi said it's a standard formula. One can save the amount which is needed for three sudas. This is the Shabbos allotment. So, in contrast with the Tanakama, who says, well, it depends where he's holding, night, morning, afternoon, depending on practically how many he needs, that's how much he can save. Because Rishi, it's a standard formula applied to all at any time. So this is the difference between Rishi and Tanakama. Michlal, the Tanakama, Gimel Sudas, really, apparently Tanakama agrees that it's three Sudas that he needs. There's no discussion regarding the amount of Sudas. It's a question of, is it relative to his situation or is it standard? But apparently all agree that the amount is three Sudas. Unlike Rabbi Chitka. Ella, says the Gemara, rather machvarta. It seems clear that Masnisan loyker b'chitka, indeed our Mishnah is not following b'chitka's opinion, but rather the Rabbana's opinion that the total suda is for Shabbos at 3. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Up on the top, on the first line, says Rashi lo'ela matzil mozen shalosh sudas. This is Rabbi Yezi speaking. The loyomar arba. The fact that he only says 3 doesn't say 4. Less le Rabbi Yechidka. Apparently he doesn't hold Rabbi Yechidka. So Rabbi Yezi certainly doesn't hold Rabbi Yechidka. Miklal the Tanakama also shalosh sudas really. Apparently Tanakama agrees that it is 3 sudas that are needed on Shabbos. Why? The Bahai lo yifligu. In this point, there's no dispute. Ella the Tanakama savar mashavar kvar layatzel. The only thing that they're disagreeing about is the Tanakama maintains that whatever he passed, whatever he doesn't need any longer, he cannot save. Rabbi Yatzel basically holds that he can still save the equal amount of 3 sudas. So it doesn't appear to be any discussion regarding the number of sudas required. The question of is it relative to his situation or is it something standard applied to all? But apparently all agree that the total sudas for Shabbos are 3, and indeed the Gemara concludes our Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Tanakama and not Rabbi Chitzke. Let's move on to the next Raya. Says Gemara Bahadatan, now how are we going to explain the Mishnah in Peah, which says, Mi sheyesh le mazen shtei sudas. If a poor man has with him food for 2 sudas, so that's a day's worth of food, lo yito meratamchoy. He should not take from the tamchoy, this communal bowl, dish that's passed around amongst the homeowners, where they collect actual food on a daily basis. They collect and distribute on a daily basis for the poor people. So he shouldn't take from that, because he has enough for today. He has no right to take from the tamchoy. What if he has much more than that? Mazon arbaesre, he has food for 14 meals. In that case, he has a full week's worth. Lo yitum nakupa. He cannot even take from the kupa, which Rashi says was a fund collected on a weekly basis. So he shouldn't take from the kupa because he doesn't need for this week. He has enough food for this week. The fact that the Mishnah speaks about 14 su'udais, which are sufficient for a week, a week's worth of food, who does this Mishnah follow? Mani lo rabbanan v'lo b'chitka. We have some difficulty because this Mishnah tells us that for 7 days, including Shabbos, 14 meals are enough. This Mishnah, whose shita does it reflect? Lo yirabonon, v'lo yirabchitka. Why? Can go neither like the Rabbanon nor Rabchitka. Why? Yirabonon, because according to Rabbanon, chameis rihavin, there are 15 meals which are required for a week. Why? Because according to Rabbanon, surely the weekdays only need 2 meals a day. They eat only 2 meals a day. One by day, one at night. So 2 meals a day for the 6 weekdays. But for Shabbos, certainly he needs an extra meal, which is a total of 15 for the week. If this Mishnah reflects Rabbi Chitka's Shita, then we need actually another one. There are 16 meals in a week. Why? Because the 6 weekdays need 2 each for a total of 12. Shabbos needs 4 sudas for a total of 16. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Rashi is 4 lines from the top, beginning with the word tamchoy, korok, doyle, large bowl, large platey, v'goyvin bagaboyim, machol, b'balibatim, and these people in charge, they collect the food from the balibatim, machal kalaniyim, beis sudas liyoy, so they distribute 2 sudas per day, miyam liyoyim, on a daily basis. So this fellow who has 2 meals worth with him, leyitol, he shouldn't take from this kar, this tamchoy, since he has sufficient supply for today, so in effect he is stealing from the other aniyim, is taking their part. Continues the Rashi Kupa. This is the mois. This is the fund. Mois hein lefarnes aniyim bnei tovim, which is collected to be in finance to supply the aniyim, poor people which come from respectable families, that they're embarrassed. The zilu milsa is degrading for them. The tamchoy, this tamchoy thing is degrading for them. And they get from the kupa this this fund which is collected, umischalkim erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And the money of this kupa is distributed on every erev Shabbos, so it's a weekly distribution. So if this fellow has 14 sudais worth, yudal sudais, lo yito min hakupa, he shouldn't take from that fund. Shayyochel ahamtin le'erev Shabbos abo. So he can't take from this pushka because he can wait for the next Erev Shabbos. He has a full week's worth. Aval gashiyeshlei mazon. Some have a gersa mazon yud gimel sudas. But if he has 13, aval gashiyeshlei mazon yud gimel yitoil, he can go ahead and take. Why sharei lo sicholik oid? Because there won't be any more distribution atchi agi Erev Shabbos, until Erev Shabbos comes and he'll have run out of his supply. For the 7 days of the week, he needs 14 sudas. So if he has less than that, he only has 13, then he has a right to take from the kupa. So the Gemara asked the kash from this Mishnah. This Mishnah seems difficult according to both shittis, because according to the Chachamim, one needs 15 meals for a week. According to a Yechidka, he needs actually 16. Says the Gemara, on the 12th line, from the top, says the Gemara, Lo'olam Rabbanan. This Mishnah indeed is following the Rabbanan Shita. Now, although they require an extra meal for Shabbos, but we could rearrange his meals so that he has sufficient even with 14. How? Damrinle, because they tell him, my debois lamechal, ba'puki Shabbata, what you intended on eating on Matzah Shabbos, the night meal that you reserved for Moitzoy Shabbos at night, achli b'Shabbata. Simple. Go advance it and eat it on Shabbos as your third Shabbos meal. Eat it for your Yisud HaShlishis. Don't eat it at night. Eat it before nightfall. This way, you're going to have your third Shabbos meal. So if so, even 14 meals are sufficient to supply him for the full week. Says him, okay, if so, Lema, should we say Rabbanan Yivaler Reb Chitka? That indeed this mission reflects Rabbanan, not Reb Chitka. Because according to Reb Chitka, you need an additional meal. Says the Gemara, no, I feel the tamer of Chitka. Even if this Mishnah is reflecting of Chitka, it'll work out. Why? Because they rearrange his meals even further. Damrinalev, because they tell him, my debois lamechal, the mali Shabbat, the meal that you intended on eating on Erev Shabbos by day, achle l'urta, eat it at night. Wait until Shabbos arrives. Eat it after nightfall. Let that be your first Shabbos meal. Right? Now, the two meals which you intended eating on Shabbos, eat them by Shabbos by day. The fourth Shabbos meal, that's going to be the meal that we just discussed, the Matzoy Shabbos meal. He advances it, he eats it earlier. This gives him a total of four meals on Shabbos. Says Gemara, 1 second. So on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't eat anything. He waits until nightfall. He sits and fasts all day because you're compelling him to take the daytime Erev Shabbos meal, the Friday meal, and wait and eat it until Shabbos comes. How could that be? The entire day Erev Shabbos, they have him sit in a tanis, have him fast. That's not, it doesn't make sense. Elo, says the Gemara, you know what? You're right. Ha-mani Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who made the following statement. The Omar who said, Asei Shabbos Chochol. Make your Shabbos like a weekday with regard to food and drink. Resort to the minimum when it comes to food and drink. If you can't afford more, but altid tzarach lebris, as long as you don't make yourself dependent on the public, on the brios, don't go ahead and rely on handouts. So therefore, although generally speaking, one needs 3 sudas, needs 4 sudas on Shabbos, but this fellow doesn't have the ability to provide the full amount of sudas on Shabbos. For instance, Kodesh Rav Chitka, we're stuck with shorter meal. It still doesn't justify him collecting from the tzedakah because a person is meant to resort to the minimum so that to spare him from handouts, from being dependent on other people. Continues the Gemara, v'had esnan. Now what about the Mishnah which says, ein poichsan la'ani ha'evim makim l'makim. So there's an ani who's passing through, he's not sleeping over. So how much do they give him? What is the minimum? Ein peichsin la'ani. They can't give less to this ani who's over makom l'makom. Mekika repunyan. They have to give him the amount which is sufficient for 1 day, for 2 meals, for today. So they give him a kikar, at least a kikar, a loaf of bread. What size kikar? Which is sufficient for 2 meals. The Gemara describes it as a kikar repunyan, a kikar which is valued, which costs a punyan, which is actually a 12th of a dinar. And is in a seller, is 4 dinarim, so a pinyon is a 48th of a seller. So that's how much this loaf of bread costs, that's the value. Now, how expensive is bread, how expensive is flour? Says the Mishnah, the other side of the equation is midalat se'in. when 4 sa'ah worth of flour, basela, goes for a sella. Now, as Rashi calculates this for us, so the based on the Gemara in Erevin, that the size of this loaf will be a quarter of a kav. And this is sufficient for 2 meals. So this is a day's worth of food. This is what they give him. Lon, now if he sleeps over, noisly parnasaslina, they give him the lodging needs. They supply him with whatever he needs for lodging. Vim Shabbas, if he stays over Shabbos, noisly mazan gimel sudas. And they give him food for 3 meals for Shabbos. Says Morleim Rabbanon Hivali Rab Chitka. Should we say this Mishnah is the Rabbanon, not Rab Chitka, because the Mishnah speaks about 3 sudas, not 4? Says Morleim Rab Chitka. This Mishnah could be following Rab Chitka as well. How is he going to have enough with 3 meals? Kegoyin, for instance, the Ika Suda Bahadei. Because when he came along, when he came over here and he arrived, he had a Suda with him. He brought along a Suda with him. As we're going to see later, that the townspeople from the earlier town which he visited, they would ensure that he takes along some tzedel aderach, some food for the road. So, whatever the case is, he came along with some food. He has a suda worth of food with him right now. So very simple, Damrilinle, they tell him, Hodi ika bahadach achle, this meal that you have with you, eat that. And that will be your 4th Shabbos meal. So although they merely give him 3, but they add on the one that he already has in his possession for a total of 4. Says the Gemara, one second, he's going fully depleted. V'chi azel reikon azel, when he's going to leave, he's going to be reikon azel, fully empty and depleted of all his supplies. How can you compel a person to do that? Says the Gemara, d'malvina lei suda badei, indeed, they are malav him a suda, meaning they give him a suda to accompany him, to take along with him when he leaves. So we're not discussing that suda that they're actually going to give him on his way out. So indeed, the Gemara says that this Mishnah could be working according to Reb Chitka as well, although the Mishnah speaks about 3 sudas. We add on the one that he had with him. Of course, they're going to give him additional suda when he leaves town. Says the Gemara, we mentioned that if he's lon, if he sleeps over, they give him parnasas lina. What is that? My parnasas lina. They already gave him the food that he needs. What does it mean, parnasas lina? Omra Papa actually means just they give him a bed, puria, a bed, or beisadio, and a pillow, whatever he needs to sleep on. So that's what it means. It's not referring to food, but rather the lodging supplies, like a bed, etc. So in summary, we had a machlokes regarding the amount, the number of sudais Shabbos that one is obligated to eat on Shabbos, according to Rabbanim, 3 sudais, according to Reb Chitka, 4 sudais. Rabbi Yechanan explained that both are based on the same pasuk regarding eating of the man on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about Hayyim, he repeats it 3 times, eat it today because today is Shabbos. The word Hayyim denotes that there are 3 meal times on Shabbos, 3 sudas. According to Chachamim, that gives us a total of 3, including the nighttime meal. According to Reb Chitka, the pasuk is speaking about the 3 sudas of Hayyim of the day, in addition to the meal eaten the night before, for a total of 4 sudas. We had a riot from 3 Mishnas, which seem to favor the Rabbanon's approach. We had the riot from our Mishnah regarding saving the food supply from a fire. And the Mishnah speaks strictly about 3 sudas. And the Gemara concluded, indeed, the Mishnah by us is in accordance with the Shittas Rabbanon regarding the Mishnah and Peah. So first we began with a Mishnah describing 14 sudas per week. And the Gemara suggested that, indeed, this Mishnah reflects the Rabbanon. The Gemara concluded that it could even be working according to Reb Chitka, and we're following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who maintains that one should conduct himself with the bare minimum. He should suffice with the bare minimum as long as he doesn't resort to handouts, ayitzarech labriyos. So that's the situation. He's an ani, and even though he doesn't have the proper requirement of Shabbos sudos, that whatever he has is sufficient and precludes his taking from the kupa shel tzedakah. We had we quoted from the Mishnah regarding what we supply, what we give the ani. When it comes to town, the Mishnah spoke about giving him 3 sudas worth, which appears like the Shitas Rabbanan. The Gemara concluded that even according to Reb Chitka it would work because he has a suda with him, and that's the one he's going to add on to the 3 that we give him. And as the Gemara concluded, when he leaves town, certainly we're going to give him another suda for accompaniment. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ka'arais Sha'acha ben Arvis, when you speak about washing dishes on Shabbos. So Ka'arais, these plates, which he used for his Arvis for the evening meal, Madichan Lechel Ben Shachris. He can rinse them, he can wash his dishes, in order to prepare them for the morning meal. Shachris, the place that he ate, used for the morning meal, Madichan, he can rinse them, Lechel Ben Tzoraim, to use them for the midday meal. But Tzoraim, the dishes that he used for the midday meal, Madichan Lechel Ben Mincha, he can wash them, in order to use them by his Mincha meal, afternoon meal. But after Mincha time, he's no longer planning on having a meal and using these plates. He can no longer rinse those plates, Rashi says, because this hadach ain't hadach azu ela lachoil, he's preparing for weekdays. And therefore, it is not allowed. Aval, says the Braisa, koisois, cups, viketoines, pitchers, sloiches, containers, which contain liquid, these are liquid related dishes. These things, Madiach v'hoileich kolayim kulo, he can rinse them the entire day. As long as there's a chance he's going to use them, l'fish ein keva l'shtir, because there's no standard, there's no regimen, there's no schedule when it comes to drinking, as opposed to a meal, which is pre-scheduled, and it is known that he's no longer going to eat today. But drinking, that's something unknown, unpredictable, and therefore, he can rinse the liquid-associated dishes, because it's considered to be Tzorech of today of Shabbos. Omer b'Shimon v'Pazi, Omer b'Shimon Levi, Mishur b'Kapara. Kol ha'makayim sholos sudas b'Shabbos, one who fulfills the mitzvah, the obligation of three sudas on Shabbos, nitzol misholosh peronis, he will be spared from three misfortunes, three peronis, michev l'shul Mashiach, from the difficulties associated with the coming of Mashiach. Rashi actually gives us three translations to chevli. Chevle can either mean the lot, the portion, meaning the era, what's going to happen during Mashiach's arrival. Chevle can mean the fear associated with Mashiach's coming. And finally, as Rashi by us says, Chevle is Lashon Chevle Yoleda, the birth pains. So the Chevle Mashiach is referring to the birth pains during the time, the era of Mashiach, because the world is giving birth to a new world order, a new phenomenon, a new world. So the tzaras, the puranis associated with that, he will be spared from it on account of his eating the three sudas of Shabbos. So that's number one. Number two, is going to be spared, umidina shal gehenim. And number three, umimachemez goig, mogog, this major war, that also will be associated with puranis, and he'll be saved from that misfortune. Says the Gemara, how do we know this? Michev l'shem Mashiach is going to be spared from that, k'siv ha'cha yoyim, because by us, by the pasuk describing the meal on Shabbos, what does it say? Yoyim, right? It says three times Yoyim. Uksiv Hasam, and elsewhere regarding the coming of Mashiach, what does it say? Hinenoichi Shalech Lechem, Hashem says, I'm going to send for you, I'm going to send you Esel Yohanavi, Lefnei Boy Yoyim Hashem, before the Boy Yoyim Hashem, God of Anurit, is describing the time of Mashiach. And a person who is involved in Suda Shabbos, he will be spared from the difficulties associated with that period. Mashal points out that the word Yom, daylight, which comes after the darkness of night, this indicates clarity and free from darkness and from Puranis, from misfortune. So this is number one. Number two, is going to be spared Medina Shal Gehinam, from the judgment of Gehinam Ksivacha Yom. Because here by the Suda of Shabbos it says Yoyim Ksiv Hasam, and elsewhere it says regarding Gehenim, Yoyim Evra HaYoyim Ahu, so it's referring to the din of Gehenim. The third thing that he's going to be spared from is Mechemez Goyg U'Mogoyg, Ksiv Hacha Yoyim, here it says Yoyim Ksiv Hasam, and regarding the Mechem of Goyg U'Mogoyg, this major war, it says V'Yoyim Bo Goyg, so we have Xer Shova, that the Yoyim associated with Suda Shabbos will spare him from the Yoyim of Goyg U'Mogoyg. Mashal explains why specifically these three things he will be spared from. So he says, because these three things prepare a person for the ultimate rest, the ultimate manucha, the eternal rest, and one who is very much connected, committed to the concept of Shabbos, the Sudas of Shabbos, the resting of Shabbos, the manucha of the spiritual resting of Shabbos, he's already arrived at that spiritual realm of the manucha. He doesn't need to undergo this whole process in order to arrive at that destination. Therefore, he is spared from the difficulty associated with that eternal manucha. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishun Rabbi Yosi, Kol HaMa'anig Etzer Shabbos, one who pleasures the Shabbos, he delights the Shabbos, he engages in physical pleasures on Shabbos. Noisn Loi Nachlo B'li Metzorim, they grant him as a reward a nachla inheritance without any boundaries, limitless. Shanemar oz tis anagal Hashem. Then you're going to delight with Hashem v'karfticha al b'masi oretz. I will ride you up on the, put you astride on the heights of the earth v'chalticha, and I will feed you. I will give you nachlas Yaakov avicha, the inheritance of Yaakov your father. The Gemara is going to soon say that that's an unlimited inheritance. Says the Marsha, why specifically an unlimited nachla for being ma'anek at Shabbos? He says because Shabbos is me'in olam haba, a person who engages in physical pleasures, eating, drinking, etc., for the sake of Shabbos, for to engage in the take part in the spiritual delight of Shabbos. He's elevating all his physical pleasures and using it within the context of Shabbos. He's spiritualizing the world. He's spiritualizing his activities. He's in a state of spirituality, bleak vol, which is limitless, unlimited. Therefore, he's zoicha to this unlimited nachla. And the Gemara tells us specifically, the pasuk is referring to the nachlas Yaakov Avicha, which is unlimited. Like Avram, unlike Avram, Shekosaboy, where it says, Kum Esalach Ba'aretz L'Arka L'Rachba, Hashem tells him, get up and take a walk, Ba'aretz, walk around the land, L'Arka, to its length, L'Rachba, and to its width. So, it's limited. Only this land. V'like Yitzchak, unlike by Yitzchak, Shekosaboy, where it says, So by Yitzchak it says, to you and for you and your children, I will give the, all these lands. So again, it's limited, these lands. Hello, rather, ki Yaakov shekosaboy. By Yaakov it says, aforatza, you will break out, spread out, yoma v'kedma, tzavayna v'negba, all directions, to west, v'kedma is east, tzavayna v'negba, north and south, in all directions, his nachla is unlimited. Continues the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Nitzel Meshibit Golias, one who engages in the three meals of Shabbos. This is a recurring theme in the Gemara, one who's careful with three meals of Shabbos. Apparently it was difficult, perhaps we're speaking in the winter time, it's a short afternoon. So the third Suda of Shabbos comes with a bit of difficulty. A person is meant to be careful. The Gemara is inspiring us to be careful properly with the three Sudas of Shabbos. If one adheres to the to this requirement and fulfills the three sudois, he is nitzel, saved, spared, meshubed golius, from the servants of the exiles. He's not meshubed to the goyim, to the golius, the ksivacha, v'kafticha b'amasei aretz. So regarding the person who fully delights in the delight of Shabbos, we had the pasuk which says, I will put you astride, I'll ride you up, b'amasei aretz, ksivhasam. And elsewhere it says regarding the nations, the goyim, the goliaths, va'ato abo mesemei sidroich, you will step on their heights, meaning you will not be under their jurisdiction and control. I'm speaking about the goliaths, the powers that are present during goliaths. Omar vidom rab kolam argas haShabbos, one who delights Shabbos, noisnei mishalis liboy, they give him the desires of his heart. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, v'is anagal Hashem, you should pleasure yourself with Hashem, v'yitin l'chon, Hashem will give you in return, mish'alei slivcha, the desires of your heart. Now, we don't know exactly what v'sanak here is referring to. Oyin exed, this pleasure, this delight that he's engaged in, what is it referring to? Any idea, mao, I don't know what it is, what type of oynik? Kishu oymer v'karos l'shabbos oynik. When the pasuk elsewhere says, you should call out to Shabbos, establish Shabbos as a day of oynik, of pleasure, havi oymer. So based on this, I say that the pasuk here as well, which says this anag al Hashem, what type of oynik is referring to? Is the oynik Shabbos? It's referring to the oynik Shabbos, and what is the reward? The yitin lecha mishalas lifcha, Hashem will give you the desires of your heart. Mashal points out that the pasuk is telling him, don't worry about spending all that money for Shabbos. Hashem will repay you in full, as we know that the allotment, which is allotted per person per year, for all his expenditures, all the mezoines, the food of it, that a person needs, that is allotted for him from the beginning of the year, but that doesn't include. Included in that allotment is not the Shabbos expenditures and Yom Tov expenditures, and actually what he spends to educate his bun of Latama Torah, tuition, school tuition. So that's not included in the yearly allotment. So the pasuk is telling Hashem will repay you, because the money you spend for Shabbos will be returned to you. V'yitan l'cha mishalois libecha. Continues the Gemara. Okay, so we spoke about delighting Shabbos. B'mem ma'angoy. With what should he delight Shabbos? What is an example? Rabbi Yehuda b'Yehuda of Shmo b'Shilas mishmei de Rav Amar. So he says as follows. B'tav shel shatraden, in a dish made from beets. Rashi says it was chashev So all he describes the various dishes which were deemed elegant and chashev in his time. So betavshel shatrodin, a dish made of beets, v'dogim gdoilim, large fish, rashi shuman, cloves of garlic. So these are examples of delights of Shabbos. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Yeah, if a person can handle it, a person has the ability to procure elegant foods, very nice. But even if a person doesn't have that ability, at a minimum, he should see to be ma'anik Shabbos with at least something small. Afilu dvar mut will chvayt Shabbos asoy? Even if he made a small thing, something minimal, for the sake of kavod Shabbos, harezeh oinik. This also is regarded as oinik. He has fulfilled his obligation of oinik. So he doesn't need necessarily to go ahead and procure all those things if he can't handle it, if he can't afford it. So even if he could only go ahead and make something small to kavod Shabbos, that also is regarded as oinik Shabbos. Maihi, well, what are we speaking about? What is this davar mod, this small thing? What's an example? Amar Papa Kasa da Harsana. Kasa da Harsana, she says, a small fish which are fried in their fats and with flour. So this is something small, but if he did it to kavod Shabbos, he too is fulfilling the obligation of oinik Shabbos because he's doing the best of his ability. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya. But Abba Rav Yechanan, Kalam Shabbos, Shabbos Kel Chasei, one who observes Shabbos properly, Afilu Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh, even if he is Oved Avodah Zarah, he worshipped Avodah Zarah, like the Dor of Enosh. Rashi explains that the Dor of Enosh was the son of Adam Rishon. That's when the whole concept of Avodah Zarah began. So if he was Oved Avodah Zarah, Moichel Loi, they are Moichel him. He's coming to the tshuva, and they're moichel him on account of Shmir Shabbos. Shenemar Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zois. And it says, Kol Hashem Shabbos Meichal Oloi. So the pasuk here is referencing Enosh, right? Which is the dayor that began their Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk says, Shem Shabbos Meichal Oloi, from desecrating it, I'll take Meichal Oloi, instead of reading Meichal Oloi, Elo Mochol Oloi, it is forgiven for him, to him. So on account of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasei, he attests to Hashem's omnipresence and absolute rule of the world and control of the world and the creation of the world and constant recreation of the world. By doing so, he's undoing the Avodah Zarah, the idol worship that he was engaged in, and indeed, as a result of that, they atone for the Avera of Avodah Zarah. So we learned regarding the significance of one who is Mekayim Sudas Shabbos. We said that one who is Mekayim the three Sudas, he's spared from three misfortunes, Chavli Mashiach, Din of Gehenim, and Mechamez Goy Gemogoy. We learned that one who is Ma'anegis HaShabbos, who engages in delighting the Shabbos and pleasuring on Shabbos, he's Zaychat HaNachal B'li Mitzorim, unlimited inheritance. He's spared from the Shibud Goliyos, subservience to the exile, to the Goyim in Golos, and they grant him Mishalis Liboy, the desires of his heart. We learned that one who is Mishabbos Shabbos Kel Chasei, he is Nimchal even on the Chet of Avodah Zarah, which he had committed. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Elmalei Shomri Yisrael, Shabbos Rishoina, if only Klal Yisrael would have kept, observed properly the first Shabbos, when they were given the first Shabbos, Lo Yisholta Behem Uma V'Loshen, no nation, V'Loshen, language, or culture, would have had control over them. Shenemar Vahibay Mashvi, this was the first Shabbos. What happened? Yosu Mina Om Lilkoit. So from the nation, from Klal Yisrael, this is Dustin Vavirin, they went out to gather the man. They were Machal Shabbos, whether they took the Kalim out with them to collect the man, whether they actually carried the man. Whatever it is they did, something they weren't supposed to do, they were Machal Shabbos. Uksib Basrei, and what does it say afterwards? Vayobay Amalek. Amalek came along, and he was the first one who came and attacked. And we see that it resulted from a lack of adherence to Shabbos. So had they have kept the first Shabbos properly, they would have been spared. Even today, if only Klal Yisrael would observe two Shabboses properly, Kilchasan miyad negolim, immediately they would be redeemed from Golos. Shenemar, as it says, Koyomar Hashem, La'asarisim asher yishmuru shabsoisai. Uksiv basrei, so they will observe my Shabbos, and shabsoisai is a plural lashon indicating that if they keep two Shabbosays properly, what does it say? Uksiv basrei, v'aviyoisim al harkachi, I'll bring them to harkachi, I'll bring the gula. Om Rabbi Yosi, yehei chelki, my portion should be, I wish, that I would be one of those ma'oichlei sholish sudah Shabbos, those who eat three sudas on Shabbos. Now, Mashal points out there's going to be a whole list of these types of statements of Yehi Chalki, if only my portion would be. And Mashal says that Rabbi Yossi was just simply trying to point out, relate to different practices which were not really adhered to properly amongst the general population, needed chizik. So he was coming to inspire them. He says, I wish my lot, my portion should be amongst those who observe this and this and that and that. Indicating that one should seek, pursue the fulfillment of these things, and he meant to inspire the public by making these statements. So first one on the list was Yehichelki Ma'ichle Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. Or Rabbi Yosi Yehichelki, my portion should be Migoymri Halal B'chol Yoim. My portion should be from those who complete reciting the Halal on a daily basis. Says the Gemara, is that a good thing? Is that favorable of any? Is that so? We've learned that Koyre Halal B'chol Yoim, one who recites Halal on a daily basis, he's degrading the value of Halal, which is meant to be recited on a special day. So he goes and recites it every day. It's like a song. Harizim Macharif and Megadif. It's like he's denigrating and blaspheming. He's belittling the Halal. So why does Rabbi Yosi praise this fellow who recites the Halal on a daily basis? Says the Gemara, we're not speaking about the entire Halal. Ki kamrinan, b'psukah d'zimra. We're speaking merely about the those chapters. In p'sukah d'zimra, on a daily basis, we say Hallelu as Hashem and Hashemayim, Hallelu keil b'kotchay. He's speaking about the Halals included in the standard field. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi here is seven lines from the top, beginning with the words Hareza Macharaf Megadav. Why? What's so bad? Shenevim Arishonim. So this fellow who reads Halal every day, he's blaspheming the Halal. He's cursing it. He's degrading it. Shenevim Arishonim. The early Nevim Tiknu Loimar Reprokim. They were Masakan. They established that on a from time to time, one is meant to say Halal L'Shavach V'Yidah, to pray as a praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. This guy reads it on a daily basis, constantly, not in its appropriate time. And the other Kemizmashir, he's merely like singing a song of Mesloitzit, and he's mocking, making fun of the Halal. The Gemara says, we're not speaking about the actual Halal, rather, Psukah de Zimra, Shnei Mizmurim Shalilulim, two Mizmurim, two chapters of praising Hashem, Halos Hashem and Hashemayim, Halu Keil B'Kachay. So apparently, in Rabbi Yosi's times already, there was a need to inspire the Olam, the population, regarding adhering to saying Psukah de Zimra properly. Continues Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yechelki, my portion should be Mespalalim, Imdim Dumecham, from those who daven with the redness of the sun. What does that mean? So Ashi explains that the sun, when it rises in the morning, it's red. When it's going to set, it is also red. So one is meant to daven shachars, right at the commencement of the day, right at the beginning, when the sun is red, when the sun rises, begin your day with davening and end your day prior to sunset with tefillas hamincha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya ba'Abba Rav Yechonon, mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to daven with the redness of the sun. What is it, the pasuk that we learned this from? Yiru'uchem shamesh. They will fear you with the sun, meaning they will daven with the sun rising, and prior to the moon coming out, meaning prior to sunset, durin for generations and generations. So this is referring to the tefillis that are meant to take place, shachars right in the morning, and mincha prior to sunset. Let's take a look at Rashi. So this is Rashi right after the Rashi we just saw, Psukah de Zimra. So Rashi says, beginning with the words Dimdume Chama, says Rashi, Kishi Aduma, when the sun is red, Shachris, in the morning, Achri Hanotzam Yad, right after the sun begins to rise, Hi Aduma, it is red. Va'arvis, in the evening, Samach Lashkiyasa, close to Shkia, Im Shamesh, Imzrichasa, with the rising of the sun, l'fnei reach, kaidim arei reach, prior to the light of the moon emerging, b'oid ha-shemesh, l'shaka, as long as the sun has not yet set. Continues the Gemara. V'am Rabbi Yisi, yei chelki, my portion should be mimeisei b'choyli mi'ayim, from those that die due to a stomach ailment, stomach sickness. D'amar mar ruban shal tzadikim, most of the righteous people, meisim b'choyli mi'ayim, they die as a result of choyli mi'ayim, stomach or intestinal sickness. So Rashi points out that this choyli, it brings about yisurim to a person and it cleanses a person from his averus. Let's take a look at Tosis actually. Tosis on the right side, up on top, the first line, Rubim shel tzadikim meisim b'choyli mi'ayim. So Tosis brings first Rashi, Pirush b'kuntres, this is Rashi, l'marka v'nesem, to cleanse them of their sins. V'ri oimer, ki yesh v'medrash, there's a medrash which says that the purpose here is l'marik achila min ha'ma'ayim. To cleanse the stomach, the intestinal ailment is meant to cleanse them from the achila of the from the mi'ayim liyis nekiyim u'tahirin k'mach ha'shores. So it will leave them clean and pure, like the malach ha'shores, to cleanse them of any food that they ate, perhaps inappropriately, so or slightly inappropriate, not l'shem shemayim, whatever it is that they need an atonement for. So the choyli mi'ayim cleanses them of that experience, and then it results. They result in being nekiyim u'tahirin k'malach ha'shores. Continues the Gemara of Rabbi Yesi, Yeichelki mimeisim mitzvah derech mitzvah. My chelk should be from those who die on the way to doing a mitzvah. For Rabbi Yesi, Yeichelki machnisi shamash b'tveria. My portion should be from those who bring in Shabbos where in Tveria. Rashi explains that Tveria was in a valley, and it gets dark quicker in a valley because the sun, the rays of the sun disappear quicker. So he says we should go be Mekabel Shabbos early, like the ones in Tveria. Ubi Moitziei Shabbos b'Tzipori. And I should be from those that take leave of Shabbos in Tzipori, which was actually situated on top of a mountain, which the sun would linger, the rays would linger longer, and their Shabbos ended later. So this is the appropriate way to approach Shabbos, bring it in early and conclude late. My chelik should be, my portion should be Meshivi Beis HaMedrash, from those that are in charge of bringing together the people and putting them, seating them in the Beis HaMedrash. So bringing them to learn. V'loi, I don't want to have a part in those Mamide Beis HaMedrash, from those who are in charge of getting everybody up, announcing, meal time has come, get up, stop learning. I want to be from the former, not from the latter. Migaboy Tztaka, my chelik should be from those who are in charge of collecting Tztaka. But not from those that are in charge of distributing the tzedakah, which requires a high level of integrity. You must be very honest and fully objective when it comes to distributing tzedakah, so that your heart is not swayed one way or another to favor a relative, for instance. So therefore, I prefer being from the collectors and not from the distributors. My portion should be from those that are suspected of doing wrongdoing, v'einboy. One who is suspected, v'einboy, and it's not within him, meaning he's fully innocent. This gives a person a kapara due to the shame, the embarrassment. Amra papa l'didich chashtam v'leihavabi. Indeed, that took place by me. I was suspected of wrongdoing, v'leihavabi, and I was actually free, innocent of any wrongdoing. Amra b'yaisi chomish b'ilis ba'alti. I did 5 times tashmish v'notati. And as a result, I actually planted Chamisha Arozim b'Yisrael, 5 cedars, 5 great tzaddikim, great chachamim in Klal Yisrael, which resulted from those 5 times of Tashmish. Uman Inan, who are those 5? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi, so all these are Rabbi Yosi's sons, Rabbi Chalaftiv Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Tilas Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi, so these total 5. Says the Gemara, v'ikav Ardimus, what happened to Ardimus, who was also a son of Rabbi Yosi, this is number 6. Says the Gemara, actually, he's already included in the list. Hainu Vardimos, Hainu Menachem. So Menachem and Vardimos are one and the same person. V'amai Kerli Vardimos, why was he called Vardimas? Shepana V'doymin Leveret. Because his face, his countenance, resemble the beauty of a rose. So Vardimas is indicating that his face is Doymin Leveret to a rose. Says the Gemara, Lemeimra, do you mean to say the Rabbi Yosi mitzvah as oina loikim? He says he only engaged five times in Tashish to bring about the birth of these five sons. No more, he didn't do mitzvahs oina, he didn't engage in Tashish for mitzvahs oina, even not for the sake of having the child. How could that be? It's a mitzvah, mitzvah say. It says, Ella rather, Ema, Chomish Bilis, Baalti Vishanisi. These five times were unique, that he did it twice. He repeated the Tashmish Taish, Baalti Vishanisi. He repeated a second time immediately afterwards. Why? As Rashi explains, when a person does that, it increases the chance of his wife conceiving a boy. So Rabbi is saying he exerted that effort, that additional hishtadlus to have a zachar indeed. He was yaitzah to have five, he was zaycha to have five sons who were great tzaddik and great chachamim. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, mi yomai, loy karisi l'ishti, in all my days, loy karisi l'ishti, ishti, I never referred to my wife as my wife, v'li shayri, and to my ox, I never referred to it as shayri my ox, ella rather, l'ishti, basi, I referred to my wife as my home, u'li shayri, and had I referred to my ox, sadi, my field. What is a name? A name describes the essence of the thing, of the person. So Rabbi Yossi here is telling us that the true essence, the true role of one's wife is to tend to the home. So therefore I refer to her as my home. That's her true description. That's her true essence. That's her true name. Likewise, when it comes to the shor, the point of the ox is not just to roam freely, it's to provide service, to serve. To serve people, specifically to serve a Yid, Bishvil Yisrael, the whole world is created for us. So Rabbi Yossi is indicating that, yeah, the shor, instead of referring to it as merely an animal, a shor, sadi, his role, his job is to tend to my field, to serve. That's why he referred to it as sadi. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, mi yomai, all my days, when estakalti b'milishli, I never gazed at my bris milah, as a miroiv tznius, expression of tznius. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that the case of Rabbi Yossi? He had this custom. Is that true? Va'amar le Rabbi, they told Rabbi, they asked Rabbi the following question: My taima, kore lach Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why did they call you Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Right, we know Rabbi who was Rabbi Danasi, he was referred to as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So they asked him, why is that your title? Amar lo, he told him, I'll tell you why. Miyamai, because all my days, when I didn't gaze at my bris milah. So apparently, when one engages in this type of behavior, refrains from looking at the bris, he's engaged in a high level of tznius. He deserves the title of Kaddish, Rabbeinu HaKaddish. So likewise, for Rabbi Yossi, he had this custom as well. Why was he not referred to as Rabbi Yossi HaKaddish? Says the Gemara, Rebbe actually had an additional advantage. But Rebbe, milsa achrit habavei, he had something else as well. What was that? Shloi hichnas yodoi tachas avneitoi. He didn't place his hand under his clothing, underneath the belt area. So this was an additional anhaga of tznius, of kedusha, and therefore he merited the term Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Unlike Rabbi Yossi, who was not given this additional title. Basically, the kairos, meaning the beams of his home, the ceiling, they never saw, they never witnessed imrei chaluki, the seams, the inner seams on the inside of my chaluk of my robe. Rashi explains he would get into bed, he would hide under the sheet, cover himself with a sheet, and then lift the chaluk by way of the of his head. So he simply lifted off his body. He never actually turned it inside out. So the ceiling, never actually witnessed, never saw, never noticed the inside, the seams inside his chaluk. So this was an expression of a great tznius. In all my days, I never was ever transgressed on the words of my friends. For example, I know about myself that I'm not a kohen. Still, if my friends would tell me, instruct me, go up to the duchen, to the stage over there where the kohanim say the brachas kohanim, despite the fact that I'm not a kohen, I listen to them and I would go up. So I would acquiesce, I would listen to the words of my friends and accord them the greatest respect. All my days, I was very careful with refraining from lashon hara. It never happened that I said a statement. about somebody, v'chazarti l'achorei, and I needed to retract, to go back on my word when I was confronted by that individual. We're speaking about a statement that perhaps can be interpreted negatively. Says Rabbi Yossi, it never happened that I had a negative intention, that it was in a negative context. My purpose was not to disparage somebody, therefore it never happened that I need to retract from what I said when confronted by that individual. Omer Rav Nachman, Tesili, a reward is coming to me, the kaimis gimusudis b'Shabbos, because I properly fulfilled the mitzvah of the three sudis on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda, Tesili, a reward is coming to me, the kaimis ayun tefillah, because I properly fulfilled ayun tefillah, kavona, proper concentration during davening. Omer Rav Huna, Breda, Rishua, Tesili, the loy sagino, daled ames begilu roish, because I did not walk for ames with a revealed head. Omer Rav Sheshes, Tesili, the kaimis mitzvah tefillin, because I fulfilled properly the mitzvah tefillin. Rashi says he wouldn't walk for ames without tefillin on him. Omer Rav Nachman, Tesili, the kaimis mitzvah tzitzis, because I properly fulfilled mitzvah tzitzis. Rashi explains likewise he wouldn't walk for ames without wearing tzitzis. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef Brei the Rabba. So Rav Yosef turned to the son of Rabba and he asked him, Avuch, your father, meaning Rabba, but my Zohir Tfei. With what was he extra careful? The Farshim explained that very often Hashem grants a person a specific mitzvah, which is unique and special to him. He's drawn to it, whether it's Torah, Tefillah, or a different mitzvah, which is needed for the tikkun, for the completion of his tafkid, of his mission in this world. He's meant to be extra careful, meticulous with that mitzvah. So he asked the son of Rabba, what was your father extra careful with? Which mitzvah did he adopt? Amar Leib Tzitzis. It was with the mitzvah of tzitzis that he was extra meticulous with. Says the Gemara, to illustrate this point, Yoyim Achad, one day, have a kasolik b'darga. So the son of Rabba related the story. He said one day he was going up, have a kasolik b'darga, he was going up the step or the ladder. If sikle chuta, so one of the strings of his tefillin snapped off. V'loy nachas v'asa, he didn't come back down. He refused to descend. Kama d'loy ramya, until he repaired his tzitzis. She was very careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'am rabbi, teisili, a reward is coming to me. Why? T'kichazino tzurban rabbonon. Because when I would see a tzurban rabbonon, a young scholar, the sholem mesechta, who completed learning his mesechta, I would make a day of festivity for the entire yeshiva. Rashi says Abaye was a rosh yeshiva. Avidna yoimotav l'rabbonon. I would make a yom tov for all the rabbonon to celebrate the siyum of the mesechta, and this would also inspire others to follow suit and learn and finish their mesechtas. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with the machlekes regarding the amount, the number of sudas to be eaten on Shabbos. According to Rabbanan, there are three sudas. According to Rav Chitka, four meals. They both learn from the pasuk regarding the man, which has the word hayyim repeated three times. According to Rabbanan, they correspond to the three meals. According to Rav Chitka, those are three sudas of the daytime, in addition to the previous nighttime suda. The Gemara brought a raya from the Mishnah, which tells us that one saves the amount needed for three sudas from a fire. Apparently, only three sudas are necessary. Indeed, this Mishnah reflects the Rabbanan Shita. We had the Mishnah which told us that if one has the amount of 14 sudas, he may not take from the fund, the weekly fund. Apparently, it follows the Rabbanan's opinion, because according to Rabban, we could work it out that 14 sudas is sufficient. The Gemara tells us that he's meant to eat the matzah Shabbos meal on Shabbos. So therefore, 14 meals are sufficient for the entire week. According to Rav Chitka, it doesn't work out. So the Gemara says, no. Even according to him, it works out because we're following Rabbi Kiva, who says one is meant to minimize his Shabbos expenditures and not to rely on handouts. So therefore, he's meant to make do with whatever he has. We have the Mishnah which says that we give him three sudas for Shabbos. Apparently, he follows the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, oh, give him according to Rav Chitka. It's speaking about that he already had a suda with him when he came over here. This gives him a total of four sudas. The Gemara told us one may wash dishes if they are necessary for Shabbos. The Gemara told us that one who is mekayim three sudas on Shabbos properly, he's spared from the Chevli Mashiach, the Din of Gehenim, from the Gog Magog. If one is ma'aneig, it's a Shabbos, he pleasures the Shabbos, he gets the Nachla B'li Mitzurim, unlimited inheritance, he is saved from Shibud Golis, and they grant him the desires of his heart. One who is Mishamar, the Shabbos Kilchase properly, he can get atonement even for Avodah Zarah. We learned words of inspiration regarding advancing the Kabbalah Shabbos and delaying the conclusion of Shabbos, about Kavanah Tefillah, about beginning and ending one's day with Shachar Samincha, to wrap the entire day with Tefillah. We learned about Kedusha and Tznius of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. We learned about being careful with Tzitzit and Tefillin, and about Abayi, who made the Yom Tov for the Siyum of the Masechta.